पृच्छामि त्वां धर्म सम्मूढचेता यत् श्रेयः स्यात् शिक्षितं गुरुहितं शिष्यस्यहं साधिमां त्वां प्रपन्नम्। ट्रांसलेशन। नाउ आई एम कन्फ्यूज्ड अबाउट माई ड्यूटी एंड हैव लॉस्ट ऑल कंपोजर बिकॉज ऑफ माई जर्नी वीकनेस। इन दिस कंडीशन आई एम आस्किंग यू टू टेल मी for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrender unto you. Please instruct me. Purport. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki purport. By nature's own way, the complete system of material activity is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step, there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literature advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, yet it takes place and we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom, therefore, advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. Now, who is the man in the material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. That is the man who is in material perplexity. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 3.8.10, the perplexed man is described as follows. Perplexed man. Yo va etad aksharam gargi avidhitvasmam lokat prayati sa kripanah. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human, and who thus quits this world like the cats and dogs without understanding the science of self-realization. He is a kripana. Close that. Somebody can close. One person is sufficient. One person. The kripan, karpanya dosu abhatsubhava, kripan, who is kripan? This Brihadaranyaka Upanishad explains that he is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life. Pura bansi, pura. What are the problems of life? Yes. Birth, death, old age and disease. he is a miserly man who does not attempt to solve these problems and just leads the life like cats and dogs and lives the life like cats and dogs. Into living the life and living the life both like animals. So he is a miser, karpan, kripan. This human form of life is a most valuable asset for the living entity. So you all are human, in human form of life, isn't it? We are human, do we accept? All of us? We are in human, we may not be human, but we are in the human body at least. There are three stages of human life. Animal life in human body, human life in human body, and divine life in human body. Body is same, human body. But what kind of life we are living in this human body? It may sometimes our human life sometimes becomes worse than animal life also. Even animal doesn't do what human does sometimes. So the purpose of life is to understand that. So this human form of life is a most valuable asset. And therefore, why it is most valuable asset? Because it can be utilized for solving the problems of life. In no other forms you can solve the problems of life. Birth, death, old age and disease. This can be solved in only human form of life. Eating, sleeping, these all business, so much, it can be done in other forms of life also. You can eat nicely in cat's body, dog's body. You can sleep nicely in cat's body, dog's body. We can have sex nicely in cat's body and dog's body. But we can't get out of the problems. We can't attain self-realization in the cat's and dog's body. We can't practice spirituality in cat's and dog's body. So that is the difference between animal life and human life. आहार निद्रा भय मैथुनम च सामान्य एतत् पशुभि नराणाम धर्मो हि तेषाम अधिको विशेषो धर्मे नहि न पशुभि समान. Without self realization we are just like animals. So therefore Prabhupada is mentioning here that the one who does not utilize this opportunity, properly, he is a miser. Miser in Hindi mein kya hote hain? Kanjoos. Kanjoos, makhi chus. Matlab uske paas bahut dhan hai. Kanjoos ka matlab kya hai? He has lot of wealth. He has got lot of wealth. But he doesn't want to spend. He keeps accumulating. Kanjoos. Suna hai aapne? Kanjus sab. Similarly, we are kanjus, miser. We have so much scope in this human form of life, but we are not using. So much potential is there in us, but we are not using. We are just using to lead the life of animals. We can use the potential to transcend this world and go back to the spiritual world. Golok Vrindavan Dham. To lead a life of Sachit Ananda. But here we are not utilizing this potential, therefore we are miser. We have got lot of wealth but we are not using it. So this is called miser, kanjus, kripan. Therefore Arjuna is saying, karpane doso, I have become afflicted by this kripana mentality. Oh Lord Krishna, please guide me. A person who is afflicted by this mentality, what he should do? He should approach a guru. On the other hand, there is a brahmana. Kripana ka ulta kya hota hai? Brahmana. He who is intelligent enough to utilize this body to solve all the problems of life, that is brahmana. There is one kripana who doesn't utilize this opportunity, he is kripana, and there is one who is very intelligent, that is brahmana, who utilizes, he understands the importance of human life and he utilizes it for the purpose of self-realization. He is not simply engaged in research work and doing so many things and ultimately finished. We are attaining so many posts, positions, money, wealth, degrees, but what is real? Within a moment, death can come and take away everything. आपका टाइम खत्म हो गया, चलिए बहुत बहुत रिसर्च किया, बहुत कुछ किया आपने, सॉरी नो मोर कंटिन्यूएशन इन दिस वर्ल्ड. इतना मेहनत करते हैं कि नहीं, जस्ट विद इन ए सेकेंड एवरीथिंग कैन बी टेकन अवे. एंड देन सो व्हाई वी आर वर्किंग सो हार्ड टू एक्युमुलेट, बिकॉज विद इन ए मोमेंट एवरीथिंग विल बी टेकन अवे. चित आतप वात वरिषण ए दिन जामिनी जागी रे विफले सेविन कृपण दुर्जन कृपण कृपण दुर्जन सफल सुख लबला फॉर मोमेंट्री प्लेजर एंड वी आर हियर वर्किंग सो हार्ड डे एंड नाइट एंड टेकिंग सो मच एंग्जाइटी फॉर व्हाट फॉर मोमेंट्री प्लेजर इजंट इट. And that also, e dhana jauvan putra parijan ithe ki aase parititi re. Within a moment, kamala dala jala, jivan talman, talman. Talman matlab kya hota hai? Hilta hai, hil raha hai, kabhi bhi gir jayega. It's like a drop of water on the lotus. Lotus, you all know? Surface tension is very less. Almost zero. If you put a drop of water on lotus, any moment it is in unstable equilibrium position. Any little shaking and then water will fall. Similarly, our life is like that. In a second, everything can be finished. And therefore, the brahmana understands this point, and therefore he uses his intelligence to solve the problems of life, birth, death, old age, and disease. Modern science can't solve these problems. They are doing so many things, but the real challenge is to solve the problems of birth, problems of death, problems of old age, and problem of disease. Solve that problem. They can't solve. So then what is the use of so much research? Isn't it? So therefore, Rupa is saying that the Kripanas or miserly persons waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. They are very much affectionate to their family, society and country. And they work so hard to maintain that in the material conception of life. One is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children and the other members, on the basis of skin disease. The Kripana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death. You get the point? Your name I forgot. Salavarman. Salavarman. So he thinks, a person who is Kripana, he thinks that I can save my family members from death. But a person who can't save himself from death, how he can save others from death? No, he can't. And he also, or he thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. He thinks that I will save them and they will save me. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals. Lower animals means dogs and cats. Such family attachments are there. They are very attached to their children. You know this point? Animals are very attached to their children, their families, their wives. Very much. So, such family attachments can be found even in the lower animals who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjun could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the cause of his perplexity. So he wanted that somehow should protect my family members from death. That's why he was not fighting. So he knew that if I fight, I have to fight, then I have to kill these people. How can I kill? Somehow or other, let me protect them. He was thinking. And then he was running away from his real duty. So although he could understand that his duty is to fight, he was knowing that his duty is to fight. Still, on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple and he wants to stop friendly talks. Friendly talks. Earlier he was talking friendly. But now he says that Krishna sisastriham mam sadhi mam tvam prapanna. I am accepting, I want, please guide me, please accept me as your disciple, shishya. Shishya shabd comes from the word sasan, shishya. Anusasan, anusasan, discipline, disciple. Disciple word comes from discipline. So shishya means he is ready, voluntarily he agrees to be disciplined by the spiritual master, guru. That is shishya. So Arjuna is telling, yes Krishna, I don't want to remain friendly. Friendly means that he is not ready to get disciplined. Friend can't discipline one friend another friend. You know? In friendly relationship you can't discipline friend. है ना वो आप से मजाक करेगा अरे क्या सुबह अपना आज तक तो बड़ा मजाक कर रहा था अभी सडनली अनुशासन का बात कहाँ से आ गया लाइक दैट बट इन इन इफ यू वांट टू गेट डिसिप्लिन यू वांट टू गेट नॉलेज हायर नॉलेज देन यू हैव टू स्टॉप दिस फ्रेंडली टॉक and you have to accept a lower position. Heat flows from high potential to low potential. Electricity flows from high potential to low potential. Similarly, knowledge and the spiritual realization also flows from high realized soul to the low realized soul. So if you have to accept the position of a servitor, lowly position, if you want to receive the knowledge, if you think that I am such and such and such and such, then you will never be able to get the real knowledge, especially the spiritual knowledge. Therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that tadvidhi pranipaten pariprasnena devaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnani nashpatya darshan. If you want to know this knowledge, Dikshanti te jnana, that knowledge. Which knowledge? Spiritual knowledge. Then you have to tad vidhi, pranipaten. Uska vidhi kya hai? Pranipaten. First you have to surrender. Take the lower position. That is called surrender. And then pariprasna. Then only you can inquire. Otherwise should I answer? Why should I answer your question? Why should somebody answer the question? You are challenging. So this challenging mood has to be given up. And we have to accept the position of a subordinate. You get the point? Please guide me. Please help me. This is the one qualification. Like Manjunath Prabhu was saying that our boys want to attend the Bhagavad Gita course. So who can attend Bhagavad Gita course? There is the qualification needed to attend Bhagavad Gita course. What is that qualification? You have to be very inquisitive. You have to a person who understands that he is suffering in this world and he feels genuine need in his heart to get out of these problems. And he is very, very eager to solve the problems of life. He only can read Bhagavad Gita. He only should read Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is only for him. Person like Arjuna. Who are distressed. Who they feel that this material world is a danger. Samasitaya pada pallavam pulavam mahatpadam punyaso murare भवाम भूदे वत्सपदम परम पदम 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 यत विस्ताम न तेसाम says that पदम पदम विपदाम. In this world there is danger at each and every step. Today we all are here, but we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Like suddenly we saw that our English Andhra Prabhu have left the body. Nobody could have thought that he will live like this. He was doing cooking in the night at 12:30 for the Lord, preparing bhoga, and suddenly there was a leakage in the gas and then gas blasted and left the body. Nobody knew. Nobody could find out that he can do like that. It can also be happened. No, it's not possible. Very difficult to estimate when death is going to come. So a person always says, oh, how to save myself from all these situations, from the problems of life. When a person becomes serious in solving the problems of life, birth, death, old age and disease, then he is qualified to read Bhagavad Gita. Then only he can understand Bhagavad Gita. And then he approaches the Guru. My Guru Maharaj, please, I am surrendered to you. Sistastyam, Sadhimam. Sadhimam means I am surrendering, submitting myself to you. And I am prapannam. Prapannam. Prapanna means surrender. I am surrendering to you. I am a surrendered disciple. Please guide me. Please help me. I am suffering. Then the Guru will help. Otherwise, no. You can't understand. This is very secret. Secret. We can't take it joking way. That's why Krishna, Arjuna is the friend of Krishna. You know? Krishna was not speaking till now. Krishna had Avitak Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter, 7th sloka. First chapter and the second chapter. Second chapter till 11th sloka. Krishna will not speak even a single word. Right? Because Arjuna is arguing with Krishna. Saying, oh, this can be the reason, this can be the solution, that can be the solution, I am more intelligent than you. I know dharma, I know about religion, I know how to solve the problems of life. And he is using his intelligence. So Krishna says, okay, then you do. And why I should restrict him? But then here, at this point, he came and he accepted, no Krishna, I am confused, please guide me, what shall I do? I am surrendered soul at your lotus feet. Then Krishna, he says, don't treat me as a friend. Now I am taking lower position and please accept the higher position and guide me. So therefore, sometimes the spiritual master, see the Krishna and Arjuna, they are of same age, isn't it? It's like I am here and you are here. You see, in age wise we are almost on the same platform, isn't it? So then you may start treating us like, you know, she is same age, kya hai? What is the difference? You can start, I also know, I also intelligent, I am also doing research, I am also doing PhD, I am also doing this, so many, I am also scientist. So how I am lesser than him? Why I should listen from him? Why I should learn something from him? Some of you are more healthier than me. You can catch me like that and throw me. So then why? I am so powerful also. Body wise also strong. Why I should listen from this fellow? But then, why? Because this spiritual knowledge comes from the realized source. From realized upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshi. Tattva darshina. Those who are tattva darshi, who has seen the truth, who have realized the truth. So they can guide. So the Krishna is of same age of Arjuna. But still, Arjuna is requesting, please don't treat me as a friend. I want you to become my guru, not my friend, at this moment of time. Please accept the position of guru and guide me. Shishya, discipline me. Chastise me if it is needed. If you feel that I am doing something mistake, if I am speaking something nonsense, why you are silent? Why you are not chastising me? Arjuna is saying here. If I am doing something wrong, if I have some bad habit, you correct me. If you discipline me. So he is voluntarily requesting Krishna to discipline, and therefore what Krishna is doing, now he will take charge. So till the point we don't come to this stage where we allow the spiritual master voluntarily to discipline us, to correct us, to transform our heart, to purify our heart, then the spiritual master will not take charge. So this is a voluntary process. This is a voluntary process. It can't be forced, imposed. So therefore, who will allow somebody to come and discipline? Who feels the need, isn't it? Who feels the need? Therefore it is said that those who are hungry, if you give them food, then they appreciate the importance of food. If somebody is filled with, stomach is filled, then he doesn't appreciate the food. So therefore, it is very, very difficult for those who are well situated in their material life, especially people like you, I'm telling you, frankly, to accept spiritual knowledge or to accept somebody who can come and discipline us, can come and guide us. Very difficult. Why? why I should need this guidance, discipline? I am well situated, I am PhD scholar, I am scientist. Why I need some discipline? I need to discipline others. Why I should be disciplined? Very difficult. Because we are not hungry, we are not suffering. You know? We are thinking anyway, after one, two years I will get job, then I will enjoy my life. I don't have problems. Problems are there with those who are not having job or degree or something. We are happy. We are in a prestigious institute. Why I need guidance? So therefore, if we are not hungry, we don't feel need, then we can't allow somebody to come and discipline. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there are four types of people, they surrender to me. They come to me for help. Chaturvidha bhajante mam. Chaturvidha bhajante mam. Jnani, artho, artharthi, jigyasu. Jnani. There are four types of people, they come to me for help. Artho means those who are suffering some pain, some disease. किसी को रोग हो गया तो कहाँ चलो भगवान भगवान से मेरे साथ ऐसा क्यों हो रहा है, प्लीज हेल्प मी, प्लीज सॉल्व माई प्रॉब्लम. सो देन दे गो टू गॉड. सम एक्सीडेंट, जस्ट लाइक आई विल गिव एन एग्जांपल, देयर इज अ वेरी रिच बिजनेसमैन, वेरी रिच इन दिल्ली ओनली. सो आवर डिवोटी इज टू गो टू मीट हिम. सो व्हेन एवर ही वुड गो, this fellow would be so busy. He says, oh, I don't have time, please go. I'm going to USA. Some urgent meeting is there. You come after 2 months. The next time devotee went, then he said, oh, I'm very busy, I'm going to Singapore. Please come after 2 months. Third time he went, oh, I'm very busy, I'm going to Moscow. Please come after 2 months. Fourth time when he went, then he said, then he was not at home. So he asked where he is. So they said that he is in the hospital, Apollo hospital. So then he went to hospital, devotee. That is the nature of devotee. Devotee will never leave him. So the devotee went to the hospital. And there he was lying on the bed. So he asked that, can I meet you? Do you have time? He said that, yes, I have time only. Because he has developed cancer. And doctor has said that within 2 months he is going to leave the body. So now he can't say that, come after 2 months. So then he said that now I have a lot of time, please come and tell something about Krishna. Artho, dukhi, miserable person, suffering. So then he realized that he should need some spiritual knowledge. Another kind is artharthi. He has lost all his money. There is no hope. Like another example I give for this. We were doing the Rath Yatra in Chandni Chowk last year only. And then suddenly I met a boy. He was doing engineering. He was 17, 18 year old boy. And he was doing engineering in Mathura. He belongs to Mathura. So he came and met me and he was very depressed. I asked him what happened. So he said that my parents have thrown me out of the house. Why? He said that he had some affair with some girl, and then after one year, that girl started having affair with some other boy. So this fellow became very angry. 18-year-old boy, but gunda mentality. So he became angry and he went and beat the girl. And then those people, police complained to police, and then police came to his house. So then parents chastised him. They gave warning to him that please don't repeat it, our reputation is going down. But this boy didn't listen. He did so many times. The parents became very angry and they threw him out of the home. And they said, don't come back again to home. So this fellow left the home and he came to Delhi. He was doing some job in call center somewhere, and he was getting, and there he was getting 3,000 rupees. That also they would not pay. They were giving pending, in pending. And he wanted to continue his study. He was in third year there in Mathura. He was so frustrated, he was not having money to eat also. He didn't know where to live. Because he said that it's 10th of the month and they have not given me salary till today. What shall I do? I want to become a devotee also. So I said him that you continue your studies. He said, I don't know how will I continue. So then I called, I said, okay, you stay in temple for few days. Then one day I called him. And then he came and said, today I was planning to commit suicide. I said, why? He said that I am so miserable, I don't see any solution. I said, what? Then I gave him guidance. I said, if you write a letter to your parents, although they have thrown me out, you out, but still they have affection for you. Write a letter to your parents. He said, no, they will not listen right now. I said, no problem. And I said, you continue your study. So he said, I don't have money. I have to pay 12,000 rupees fee in the college. So I gave him 12,000 rupees. I arranged for him. And then he said he will come every weekend for the program in the temple. I arranged money for him. He went there. I said, if you write a letter to your parents that I am sorry, I will not repeat it again. Please accept me. And then everything I guided, he went and he called for 2-3 times. He said that yes, my parents have accepted me. And they are ready to pay my fee also. So he returned the money, everything. But then he never came back. First he said his exam will get over, then he will come. Then he said that my exam is over. Then one day I went to Vrindavan with camp. So then I met him. So I asked him, what happened? Your exam is over? Yes, yesterday my exam was over. And today I went to Mathura to watch the movie with my friend. I said, these friends were the cause of your destruction. And today again you are taking shelter of these friends. This is the situation. He doesn't need guidance. He doesn't feel. So when we are suffering, then we approach somebody for help. That is the disease of conditioned soul. When we are happy, we think we will remain happy always. We wait. इसलिए बोलते हैं ना कोई किसी ने लिया कि दुख में सुमिरन सब करे सुख में करे ना कोई सुख में जो सुमिरन करे तो दुख काहे का होए. Everybody is praying Krishna when he is suffering from pain, when he is in pain, and when he is happy, he says, why should worship? I don't need God. I am God. But the poet says that if somebody worships the Lord even when he is happy, then why there will be suffering? Why God will give him suffering? The point is that when they become happy, they forget Krishna. They think, I don't need God in my life. So therefore, to bring them to their senses, God gives them again suffering. So similarly, like then Jigyasu, very inquisitive about how to solve the problem, who am I, who is God. So such people can study Bhagavad Gita. But people like you all, basically, you know, very difficult, I have seen, to understand the urgency of your spiritual life. Therefore we take it, but thik hai, chalta hai, thoda thoda hona chahiye. But taking it seriously, why? Because I am happy. I am not in much anxiety. My life is settled almost. I am going to get job and then I am going to enjoy my life. So therefore, very difficult to allow ourselves to be guided by others, to be trained by others, to be disciplined by others. Very difficult. Very difficult to accept a subordinate position and pray that, my Lord, please guide me, Prabhuji, please help me, please guide me, and wherever I am wrong, please correct me. But unless we don't accept this position, there is no scope for spiritual realization. It's not possible. Therefore, sabdhiganartham, tadbhiganartham, guru mevabhigacche. He says that if you want to understand this vigyan, this is also a vigyan, then you have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, it's not possible. You can't do it on our own. Therefore, I see many times. And sometimes, even we think that we are more intelligent than Prabhuji. And that also happens. I know more. I can give. I can decide better than him. I can know, I understand better than him. That also comes from there. Like Arjuna was thinking earlier. Krishna said, you fight. And what he was saying? No, Krishna, this is the reason I should not fight. This is the reason I should not fight. This is the reason I should not fight. So many reasons. He is giving suggestion to Krishna, who is God. So therefore Krishna also said, okay, then you will speak loud now. He was not speaking anything. But when he said, ultimately when he became frustrated, he could not decide, then he said, I am surrendering, Krishna, please guide me, please help me. Whatever you say, I will follow. Please guide me. So then Krishna started guiding him. And Krishna spoke 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita just to remove the illusion of Arjuna. So similarly, we also have to understand this fact that we have to accept a very humble position. Very humble position if you want to solve the problems of life. You can get a job in this world. You can get degree. You can get money. You can get wealth. But you can't get the spiritual knowledge, the spiritual realization, even if you have lakhs and lakhs of rupees. He can't solve the problems of life, birth, death, old age and disease by having lakhs and billions of dollars or so. Even Bill Gates has to die. Isn't it? So will he take all his money with him? And what if suppose in next life he becomes dog? Or in next life he becomes pig? And they will cut his throat. Can he say that I am Bill Gates? No. Bill Gates will get Bill. That is problem. He will become a snake inside a Bill. In Hindi is a Bill. No, hole. He will get a Bill. Therefore, we should not become proud of our material position, material prosperity, material education, material strength. No, these are nothing. Within a moment, everything can be taken up. And then you are again become a mouse. You have heard this story? Punarmusiko Bhava. There was a music, rat, you know, mouse. So he was tortured by one cat. You know, cat was again trying to catch and eat. He was very fearful, afraid. He went to a sage. The sage asked, "What happened? This cat is troubling me. So what shall I do? Please make me a cat." Sage said, "Okay. to be, let it become a cat. He became a little cat. Again he was going, then a dog was chasing, started chasing. He goes, says, what happened? Dog is chasing. What shall I do? Make me a dog. Okay, become a dog. Then again, says, what happened? The tiger is chasing. What shall I do? Make me a tiger. Okay, become tiger. When he became tiger, then he was looking strangely at Sage. Sage, but what happened? He said, Mahaprasad is going. I want to eat him. Sage, okay. So again become a mouse. So similarly, we may be very highly positioned in the material level. This, which is a fraction of a second, we can be on this street. Or we can be out of the world. Which is a second. Material nature is so powerful. We don't know what. Even one cell in our body will start malfunctioning, we are finished. One cell develops cancer. How will cancer develop? One cell only starts with. And bacteria, one cell, and then it spreads. And there are millions and trillions of cells in our body. Even one starts developing disease, we can see. And we can't control which cell is going in what way. You know, any cell or bacteria, who is controlling this bacteria, cell? Krishna. God is controlling them. You can't control them. We can't control our self. Can you control? No. So Krishna is controlling. And if Krishna sees that this fellow is very puffed up, then what will do? One cell. Under heart, sarvasya chaham iddhisa nivishtham. Marta is mithir jnanam appohanam. He will inspire you to develop cancer. And finish. So we are nothing actually. Therefore we should take, understand this danger of this world. That what if disease becomes, very deadly disease captures me? Or what if I die tomorrow? What is going to happen? You know? And I have not done any spiritual activity, I have not accepted a guru. So who will protect me? And what if I become mouse or cat or dog in my next life? How to get out of this, all these situations? How to, even if I attain human form, again I will die. How to get out of all these problems? And again, reach to the stage of everlasting and ever-increasing happiness. When we develop this, so to understand, get the answer of all these questions, how to solve the problems of life, these problems of life, what we have to do? What we should do? We should approach with a humble heart. We have to purify ourselves. In the present condition of our life, our heart, we can't solve the problems of life. We have to get trained. We have to allow ourselves to be trained. We have to change our character, we have to change our personality, we have to change our perception, we have to change our attitude. You don't have to leave education, just you have to change the condition of heart. For that, we need to allow Guru to train, just like Arjuna did. We need to allow to train us, and if it is needed, then chastise us. And then, Guru will take charge and then he will help you. Therefore, the first sloka Krishna spoke, you know, what he spoke? He says, asochyananu sochastam pragyavadansa bhasase gatasun avatasunsa nanusuchantit pandita. He says, asochyananu sochastam. You are thinking of something which is of no value. Asochyananu. सोचने लायक चीज नहीं है उसके बारे में इतना दिमाग लगा रहे हो इतना सोच रहे हो एंड प्रज्ञा वाला यू आर स्पीकिंग लाइक ए इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन एक्चुअली यू आर फुल नंबर वन and is speaking like a learned person. Don't you know that for this, what you are lamenting, a learned person never laments for this body? Immediately chastise. You are fool number one, but you are speaking like a learned person. Immediately chastise. That is Guru's business. Guru Arjuna was not ordinary person. He was such a great warrior. He was a son of a king. But still, because Krishna was Guru, immediately he chastised. You may be a great person, but in front of Guru you are nothing. Materially you may be a millionaire, but what is he doing? So, once Madan Mohan Malviya came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Prabhupada, and he said, "Can I ask you a few questions?" Madan Mohan Malviya said that, "Yeah, I will answer your question, but first you go in the this pujari, you see this pujari, you know, he has some seva he is doing. Go and ask him, he will answer your question." He went to pujari. The pujari was washing the pot. And Madan Mohan Malviya, who is Madan Mohan Malviya? Founder of the BC. Very learned scholar of that time. Very great personality. So he went to the pujari, then pujari said, "Can you answer my question?" Pujari said, "Yes, I will answer, but I am right now busy, I have some work to do. So if you want your question to be answered, then you can help me in washing the pot. And then after washing the pot, then what I will do? If I save my time, then I can get time to answer your question." So then he was washing with him. He washed the pot, then he came to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, "Now you can ask your question." He said, "I have got answer of my question." So that is the point. Vidya dadati vinayam, vinayam dadati patrata. The real knowledge will bring humility in our heart, personality. Humility, you know, vinamrata, humble. Vidya dadati vinayam, vinayam means humility, vinamrata. And when you become humble, today what education you all are getting, that is not vidya, that is avidya. Why? Because it is not bringing humility, it is bringing pride. After getting education, nobody is becoming humble. Everybody is becoming puffed up, proud. "I am so great. I have become IAS officer. I have become scientist. I have become this and that." But that is not the real education. Vidya dadati vinayam. That is should be the result of vidya. That is, you should become humble. Just like a tree. When so many fruits come on the tree, tree bends, isn't it? Tree bends. So similarly, when we become educated, real education is there, when we become humble. That is the fact. And then when we become humble, with the vinayam dadati patrata, then we become qualified, eligible to understand the spiritual knowledge. So humble is that, just like Maharaj Muhammad Ali is cleaning the pot. Simple. See, then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur allowed him to answer, ask questions. That is a qualification. That is eligibility to understand the knowledge. Service attitude. Sevaya. Prani patan pariprasne na sevaya. Sevaya, you have to serve. You have to do some service. So like that. So we all have to understand this point. Approach the Guru with service attitude. And we all, for service. The service, like the small services also we should be ready to do. That will bring humility in our heart. Then you can understand this teaching. Like all of you are coming here. So that when they approach and allow the devotee to teach us, train us. If we can ask questions. How can I improve more? How can I understand more? When we think I know everything, then how will you get? When you think that you know everything, you know sufficiently, then why you are coming to teach us? So teacher, coming to teacher is pariprasnena. Means for what? To ask questions. That is the spirit of the person. We should ask. But if we are not asking, means that we are not hungry. So there are questions should be asked. And then save it. And you have to, after asking question, when you get the answer, then you have to follow that. That is called sevaya, means following the instruction. So suppose I give some instruction, so what we should do? We should follow. Then the teacher is inspired, more inspired, to again give you more suggestions, more guidance. And in that way, we can solve the problems of life. You can get job, everything, but then a spiritual understanding. You can't solve the birth, death, old age, disease by this knowledge, what we are getting in the college and university. No, that can be done by spiritual guidance. And spiritual guidance means we have to accept humble position, like Arjuna did. Then only you can understand. If you think that I am more intelligent, then you can't. It's not possible. So therefore, anyway, now we will stop here. And I would like to announce few announcements to all of you. Like from the next time, I am planning to start the Ashram Level 1 program. Okay? Either we can have in the morning, is okay, or in the evening we can have. Evening only we can have. You know? 7 o'clock. If you all can come by 7 o'clock, that will help. We will also come by 6:30 here from the next time. 6:30. 7 o'clock we will start. 7 to, I want 2 hours. You know, 9 o'clock we will finish. I don't want to delay. And more early we finish, we can take rest earlier, then we can get up earlier. You know? Because we have only one bathroom. We are planning to find out another house. We have only one bathroom, it is difficult. At least we will have 2 bathrooms. So then it will be easier for you. So next time we are going to start astral level. You have to note down that what are the things we have to bring for us. They all have to get a copy of book, the notes, whatever is required, Vaishnava etiquette, manual, everything. You have noted down? You note down right now. So you will forget. We have been discussing the last 3 weeks, but we are not able to do it. Yes, sir? So the introductory we'll do. Next coming. No problem. Coming is introductory only. Introductory program. No. We'll have kit for them also. We'll assign. Not like.
What is this program?
This is systematic program, step by step giving the knowledge about the spirituality. Ashray, shelter. In this program, we have a syllabus, proper syllabus. This book will take, then this book will take. Finally, we'll discuss about the Vaishnava lifestyle, etiquette. So we'll have a book and we'll have a discussion. You can come reading, after reading, then you all will discuss among yourselves. And then we will have a small Vaishnava etiquette class, and then I'll give a small lecture. From the next time, next week. You can start, first you'll just give presentation about the program. And then, so anyway, if you are not there, that is not big loss. Next week onwards, please. So those of you who are interested in attending this, those who are not here also, you can let them know. minimum 10 boys can attend this. 10? No problem, it's okay. So, I understand that. But okay, so after next week, okay. Okay, so now after next week we can do. Okay? Okay. So we will stop here. This is one announcement, unless like that. Anything else, any question you would like to ask based on today's talk? Any one question? I think it's clear, eh? Clear? But my request to all of you is that you also should ask questions. What you are understanding based on that, or you have some doubts, queries, like that. And you can always ask questions. It's good to discuss also. You are reading, you are coming, so if you have some doubts or questions, you can ask. Now it's okay. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yes.
Jnani? Jnani. Jigyasu, Jigyasu, inquisitive. And then knowledgeable. Who is the knowledge? Jnani. He knows that Krishna is everything. Bhavanam Jamanamante, Jnanamanam, Prapadyate, Vasudevam Sarvam Iti, Samahatma Sadurvam. After many, many births, the one who is perfect in knowledge, he understands that Krishna is everything. Krishna is all in all, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Vasudevam Sarvam Iti. He understands like this, and therefore he surrenders to Krishna. He comes to Krishna rather than any other god, Devi god. But sa Mahatma Sadurlava, such great soul is very rare. Sudurlava, very, very rare. Very, very rare. So you all people are very rare people. Choose it. Those who are coming to Krishna consciousness. It's not easy to come to this platform. See? Now, you all can proceed. Vehicle is there. Okay, there. It is not difficult for you all na, to come from there. Some tapasya must be done. Tapasya, but this is the spiritual life, some tapasya is always there. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
How to keep
Ekadasi
fast?
Okay, Ekadasi fasting you can have. Like, Manjunath was saying that some days, mess is that you are getting a mess, vegetarian. So, usme aap log Ekadasi ka bana sakte hain. Ekadasi ke din Ekadasi prasad rahega. Kai variety mein. I will arrange a cook who knows Ekadasi Prasad everything. He will cook. But Ekadasi ke liye kya hai ki aap log grains nahi lete usme. That's all. You don't take grains. You can take sabudana, you can take dosa. Aaj Ekadasi nahi hai na? Wo leke aaiye mera calendar. Mera bag. Yehi hai na yaar. अभी देखता हूँ आज शायद नहीं है
अगर आज उसी के टेम्पल में कल लगा होता
वो 22nd थर्सडे फास्टिंग फॉर टाइम निकल टुमारो टाइम निकल वी गो फॉर एज पर वैष्णव कैलेंडर Vaishnav calendar produced by ISKCON. This says tomorrow. Other calendar, some calendar study for different. But you go as the first of all. होंगे। बाद में देखिए प्रमोद प्रभु विवान